Good morning, SP. My name's Ian. I'll be giving the devotional for this morning. Let's start with a word of prayer. Father God, Lord, we come to you this morning with expecting hearts, Lord, filled with wonder and awe of who you are. God, we know that not all things work out sometimes. We know that life can be difficult, but also we find things to celebrate in life, the small things. But above all this, Lord, we just want to celebrate who you are. Lord, we want to come to you with joy and expectation. We want to come to you to renew our vows of allegiance and loyalty to you, Lord. And Lord, most of all, we want to hear from you. And Holy Spirit, I just pray, God, that you will speak to us through your scriptures, Lord. You will inspire us and encourage us. You will bring us hope. You will renew our faith, Lord. You will renew our minds to be with you, to stick with you in the midst of the busyness of life sometimes. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'll be reading from Colossians 1, verses 15 to 20. So this is Colossians 1, 15 to 20. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to him all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Amen. So sometimes it's easy to forget how fundamentally core Jesus is to our Christian faith. It sounds so obvious, but having been a Christian for a few years, it's also easy to lose focus as to what the Christian faith is all about. Sometimes it's all about serving. Sometimes it's all about the preaching on Sunday. Sometimes it's about the church and what's happening in the church. When it's actually very simple, it's actually just all about Jesus. Sometimes I make the mistake of thinking that every single thing I do, every single thing I think about has to be somewhat connected to my purpose, right? And I think that's partly true, but I think I also make things so much more complicated for myself because I try to make sense of everything that's going on. But I think the most important thing is what Jesus actually modeled for us, and that was when Jesus was on earth, he showed us how he would move himself to a place of solitude, even in the midst of everything that was going on, right? Even when people were trying to look for him, he would find a place of solitude and he would spend time with God. Now, I don't know if we can actually do that. I think we can, but I don't think a lot of us are at that stage where we can remove ourselves to a place of solitude because maybe due to our work, due to our situation. But what we can do, I think, is to simply reflect on who Jesus is. What we can do is simply meditate on the verses of scripture and invite him into our situation. I know it sounds trite, but I think that if we are caught in the midst of too much around us, if we're caught in something that's too overwhelming and we can't make sense of it, or we feel that we're just a bit dry, let's say, a bit dry from who God is, a bit dry from feeling his presence, I think the very simple thing to do is to remind ourselves of who Jesus is, as what Colossians is saying. Just to read scripture over and over again to ourselves. And that's what I've been trying to do this week. It's just to simplify everything and just meditate on scripture. And I think that was one of the spiritual disciplines that we're going through in this Sunday sermon series. Whatever it is, whatever my feelings are, I put aside my emotions, I put aside my state of mind, and I just meditate on who Jesus is. And one of the verses that helps me is Colossians 1, 15 to 20. Because the Son is the image of the invisible God, right? And he's the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. Because everything that is happening around us and happening to us is something which, in some way or form, he is asking us to invite him into that situation. And so this morning, actually, I wanted to do something slightly different for EMP. I wanted to perhaps lead you through maybe a prayer of meditation and ask ourselves and ask yourself certain questions. And so maybe you're closing your eyes right now. Maybe you're in bed. Maybe you're sitting up. Maybe you're listening to this EMP later on in the day. But if you can, find a quiet spot. If you are where you are now and it's quiet, that's great. And I'm just going to lead us through some questions. And I hope that we can ask ourselves these questions. Wherever we are in our faith, wherever we are in our walk, however our week has been, just to ask ourselves these questions and to meditate on scripture, which I'll also read out. So let me just prepare our hearts just to, as what we usually say in SB, let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Because I think it's important to start the day and to even spend the day sometimes meditating in this way. So Father God, I just ask you, Lord, in your Holy Spirit to lead us in meditation over your word. Lord, we invite you into our lives. We invite you into where we're sitting, where we're lying down, where we're standing, into the rooms or in the environment where we're in. Lord, we ask, Holy Spirit, that you restore us, you renew our minds, Lord, and that your presence, Lord, just soaks and fills us from head to toe. In Jesus' name, amen. So meditate on the principle of serving two masters. We often find ourselves serving two masters. We try to serve our work, our wealth, our drive for success, our drive for prominence over the simplicity of spending time with Jesus, over a pursuit of kingdom values. So in Matthew 6:33, we are reminded, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Let's just meditate on how we are serving two masters. It's not just about not serving both God and money. It's about not serving any other idols in our hearts. It's about not serving any other thing that will distract us from the pursuit of just Jesus' presence. In Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 2, it says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of God, in the right hand of the throne of God." We are surrounded by witnesses. We are surrounded by angels. Most importantly, God is watching. God is with us. Whether we want to acknowledge him or not, he is actually with us. But the more we acknowledge him, the more we simply say, verbally even, "God, I invite you into this situation," the better. And so let's just think about this. How are we serving two masters in our days? What fills our minds? What fills our thoughts most of the time? How are we serving two masters? And let's just tell our spirits, let's just tell our minds that we shall not serve two masters. That we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That we will dwell with Jesus. And the next part is, what are the things of the world that we've been pursuing? In what ways has the world crowded our space? In Romans 12, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. It is a daily practice, isn't it? What are the things of the world that you have been pursuing? What are the things of the world that has simply crowded your mind? And what is causing that? Is it the social media that you are hooked on, that I'm hooked on, the simple mindless browsing through, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn? Are we conforming ourselves to the world without knowing? Are we watching too much TV? Are we socializing with the wrong crowd and allowing the world to influence the way we think? And so scripture says, transform and renew your mind daily. We have to remind ourselves daily not to serve two kingdoms, not to serve two masters, but to only pursue that one kingdom. Because the things of the world will pull us in the other direction. And most importantly, we should ask ourselves, how can we have a lifestyle of living for heaven? How can we have a lifestyle of living for heaven? And ask God to give you a vision of what that looks like to pursue that relationship with Him. In heaven, I think the most important thing that's going to happen is the fact that we have that constant, undivided relationship and attention with Jesus. You know, it says that Jesus comes, and when Jesus comes for us, He comes as a husband comes for his bride. And, you know, for those of us who are married, we know what it's like on that wedding day. We know that eager expectation before we get announced as husband and wife. We know that thrill. We know that yearning to be husband and wife. And perhaps even as you're single, you also yearn for that relationship. And that is the ultimate relationship. The picture that Jesus gives us is that He is the bridegroom and we are the bride. He can't wait to be with us. We are now in the in-between times when Jesus will return, but has yet to return. And so we are preparing ourselves as the bride to be received by our bridegroom, Jesus. And so how do we prepare ourselves? We prepare ourselves by meditating on Scripture, by not allowing ourselves to serve two masters, by not allowing the world to corrupt us and to influence what we think, but to daily invite Him and daily invite the presence of Jesus and the Holy Spirit into our lives. So ask the Holy Spirit to give you a vision of what it looks like just to pursue a simple relationship with Him every day. You may not be able to talk to Him and you may not be able to hear Him every day because of the busyness, let's admit it. But we can stop and just simply say, Jesus, I just invite you here right now with me in my office, in my car, in my driving, in the taxi. Jesus, I invite you in the MTR as I'm going to work. Just fill my mind with you. And again, in 1 John 2, it says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all this is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, the pride in possessions. These are not from the Father, but it's from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. I think it's so important just to allow ourselves to realize and to reflect on the fact that Jesus is really the only thing that will last, the only thing that is real. You know, we may be going through troubles, we may be going through pain and rejection, disappointment and frustration. There might be a great sense of injustice that has happened, whether to us, to our families, to our friends. But ultimately, Jesus promises to settle all that once and for all. To Him, our years of waiting is just but a day. But to us, it feels like an eternity. Remember that Jesus transcends all time and space. And so it is in our faith that we cry out, and we know that Jesus will ultimately reconcile all things to Him. He will reconcile all things to Him, because in Colossians 1:15 to 20, all things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things. And in Him, all things hold together. He is before all things. He transcends everything, time and space. And in Him, everything holds together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn among the dead, and in everything he might have supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to him all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. So I'd just like to invite Pastor Ernie just to lead us in prayer, just to lead us in worship, just to celebrate who Jesus is, and just to go back spending time with Jesus, inviting him in our everyday. Thank you, Pastor Ernie.
Center of it all, Jesus, the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been your Jesus. Center of my life, Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been your Jesus. Oh Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Center of it all, Jesus, the center of it all. Jesus, at the center of it all. Jesus, at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been your Jesus. Oh Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you, Jesus, you. The center of it all. Jesus, you're the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Oh Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Center of it all. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all up from my heart. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. All about you, yes, all about you. Nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Because you're the center. Everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Center of it all. Jesus be the center of your church. Jesus be the center of your church. And every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess you, Jesus. Oh Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Yes, God. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you. Jesus. Nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Jesus, you. center of it all. Center of it all. Center of it all. Heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. It's all about you. Jesus, be the center of our life, of our families, of our church. Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Pastor Ernie, let's move on to our prayer for the community around us. Let's pray for those of us who are friends, family, who are suffering from cancer. Let's pray. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for the chemo and the radiation therapy or the surgery to just go well. And let the Holy Spirit remove the cancer. Let's pray. Let's also pray for those of us in community who are in need of salvation as well as healing. These are our friends, our colleagues, our family members, those of us in this list. Let's pray for Jesus to come into their lives and to heal them physically and spiritually. Let's also pray for those of us who are suffering from other physical infirmities. So also pray for others who have caught COVID, and as well as our friends and family who are frontline medical workers. Also pray for those in the community looking for jobs. Sterling having a job interview. Also pray for the missions that SP would like to be part of, Cambodia at Oasis House, North Korea, partnerships in Asia, and let's also pray for the Middle East and the persecuted churches in the Middle East. Pray for the weekend gatherings, pray for tomorrow's service, for the Well Ministry, SP Kids, worship, the hospitality, youth, spin and spill, and all the classes as well that are taking place today and tomorrow, the outreach. Let's pray for all of those gatherings and meetings. Also pray for our sisters who are pregnant. Last but not least, let's also pray for the house church gatherings. I think we're on break, but let's just continue to pray for our house churches. Even if we're not yet meeting up, we just pray for a good time of fellowship that they may be having outside of the house church season. Father God, we just pray, God, that you will reign in our hearts, Lord, and in our spirits, Lord, in everything and everywhere we go. Lord, may you just be the center of it all. Lord, may we bless your name. May we invite you into every situation and every place that we are in. Lord, may you be preeminent above all things. Bless your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. I'll see you guys at church. Bye.